We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it's 7:19. Good morning. I'm Scott Jagow. Glad to have you in on Total Information AM, and glad to be joined now by John Hancock and Michael Kelly, as always, during this segment. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
All right. So,
good morning, Scott.
Good morning. We have, after several weeks of tense negotiations, I guess, President Biden and House Republicans seem to have reached a deal on the debt ceiling. Any initial thoughts on this, John?
Yeah, not unexpected. I thought something that looks very much like this was what was going to happen. There are some budget cuts in the bill, largely cosmetic. There's a couple of red meat cuts that Republicans desired, and that will be helpful, I think, for passage. The president protects all of his legislative agenda from getting defunded in this, so he gets a win there. It's a two-year extension. It gets us past the next presidential election. On balance, I think you're going to have 25 to 40 Republicans who won't support this thing. There'll be some Democrats who don't like the work requirements for welfare recipients and won't like some of the other cuts that are contained in this thing. It's got a freeze on non-defense discretionary spending, which is something that historically has been pretty easy to get bipartisan agreement on. And, the talk of a crisis, I think, was largely overblown. But it is good, from my perspective, to see the institutions working together.
Michael?
Yeah, and I think further, I mean, we're going to see something we haven't seen in a long time, which is a bill that's going to pass with bipartisan support on both sides of the aisle. Now, there, like John says, there's going to be loud voices on both sides who are not going to be pleased, but maybe that's the hallmark of a good negotiation.
Well, in the bigger picture here, this is raising the debt ceiling. I don't understand all the complicated things about this. It feels to me like, you know, raising your credit card limit. Do you think in general that the U.S. government is spending, being fiscally responsible, Michael?
No.
Well, no.
And both parties are guilty. The only time this debt ceiling negotiations, reach the level of broad public awareness is when you've got different parties controlling different branches of government, which is what we have here. Otherwise, it's a kind of a pro forma vote, and we move on. But it is a bill that has to pass, and everybody knows it has to pass. And so, the parties utilize that when Republicans are in the lower position because the Democrats have the White House and the Senate. And so they've used this for some leverage to get some budget spending restraint, not nearly what is needed, but it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I don't know that I can add much to that. John pretty much nailed it.
All right, so let's move to a couple of local issues. Tashara Jones coming out with the support of transgender issues, health care, and sports and other things. And I know you guys don't agree on this one, so let's hear both sides. Let's start with you, Michael.
Well, I mean, I think the mayor made a prudent and important gesture by passing this executive order. It really comes down to the fact that we're living in two universes here in the state of Missouri, those of us who live in the urban areas and those of us who live in the rural areas. And I think the mayor is reflective of our constituents and where we stand on this issue, especially people being able to execute their individual freedoms and liberties.
John?
Yeah, I think it is morally repugnant that we would allow young children and teens and adolescents to make these kinds of life-altering decisions. Regardless, Tashara probably is on the right side of her constituents with that order. The bigger problem I have with it, though, Scott, is that there are real problems gripping this city, and they're going unaddressed. And this is something of a sideshow. And they're, we're just not addressing the fundamental things that are plaguing this region, not just the city of St. Louis, but the city of St. Louis affects the entire region. And I would like to see those issues addressed by the mayor and the leaders of the city.
And I appreciate that. I mean, that's one of the things that's frustrating is that, well, the mayor rarely makes an appearance. And when she does, it's in a very controlled environment. And that's the exact case of what we witnessed here. You know, this is a no-brainer for her as it relates to her constituents, but she is pretty silent and not being seen as it relates to the crime crisis. John talks about this being something that's gripping the entire region. Well, it's gripping the entire state as well. This is happening in Kansas City. And the same people who say they care about law and order spent 6 months trying to keep six kids from being able to play sports when we literally have a crime problem that's raging and killing the economy in the state.
Now, on that issue, Gabe Gore takes over on Tuesday, the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office. What do you guys expect? What would be realistic expectations for him in the coming months when that, you know, considering the disarray of that office?
Yeah, just doing his job, having hiring lawyers, showing up to court, not failing to show up, particularly in cases of murder. And I think it's a pretty low bar, and it's unfortunate that this is where we've gotten. But this is the problem we have in elections right now when we're electing people on big ideas rather than outcomes. And I think Gabe Gore is going to focus on outcomes.
John, how about you?
Yeah, you know, and my understanding is he's already been actively recruiting lawyers to come to work in that office. You're going to see some regional cooperation from St. Louis County and the surrounding collar counties providing prosecutorial personnel to assist the office. They've got a deep and massive caseload, as we all know. And I think the metrics for him is how quickly, how long will it take to bring that office back to a semblance of, you know, well-functioning. And I think I've got high hopes for Gabe Gore, and I think he's going to be a benefit to the region. I expect he'll be able to work much better with police than what we had before. That's an important part of the three-prong stool of solving crime. You've got the police, the prosecutor, and the judges. And I think Gore is a guy that can be almost a glue that holds those institutions together. So I'm optimistic.
Let me ask this. If you could do one thing to improve the situation when it comes to crime, because we're always talking about crime, Michael, I'll start with you. What do you think one thing would make a major improvement in the situation?
Well, I think we've got to hire our officers up to capacity, and I think we need to reorganize the police department. There's a lot of people in the police department who wear white shirts. Those are the people who sit behind desks. Not that many who wear the blue shirts who actually go out and do the work, because there's not that many of them. So if I were to do just one thing to get this started, it would be hire us up another 350 officers so that we're at the capacity that we're licensed by the state. And then I would reorganize the way the police department does policing.
All right, John.
You know, my understanding is that the folks that are out there committing violent crime is a relatively small number of people. I mean, it's, you know, it's a lot of people, but it's a, in the context of our population, it's a small number. I have to believe that the police, through their investigatory and just through the arrests that they do make, have a pretty good handle on who those violent criminals are. And we do need more police officers on the street. It's going to send a message if some of these folks start going to jail that are committing these crimes. Hopefully that will have a deterrent effect. But we do need to understand that it's a small number of folks, and the police have, you know, I'm sure they have processes where they can kind of monitor crime like that and be there to nip it in the bud whenever possible. So that's what I would suggest.
I appreciate your perspectives on that. We had Bob O'Loughlin on this week, and he was talking about the old days when the cops were working beats downtown and how much difference it made. So that's interesting. Guys, I appreciate your time. Talk to you soon.
You bet.
All right.
See you, Scott.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.